Okay, Parak Gimel Mishnah Hey. The Mishnah says, Hagayim ha'ovdim es haharim ves ha'kval. So if you have the Gaim, the non-Jews, the pagans that worship the mountains and the hills, hein mutarn, they, the hills and the mountains, are permissible. In other words, the mountains themselves are mutar bahana, they're permitted to have benefit from. You're allowed to use those mountains. You're allowed to plant them. You're allowed to plow them. You're allowed to plant them. You're allowed to hew stone from them. Umasha aleim asurim. But that which is on them, that which is on the mountains, asurim, is prohibited. You're not allowed to have hana from the things on the mountain, on top of the mountain. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, lo sachmon kasev zahav aleim v'lakachti. You shouldn't desire, covet. You shouldn't badly desire the silver or the gold that's on them, the lakachten, and you should take. In other words, that's the pasuk in the beginning, towards the beginning of Sefer Devarim, where Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you guys are going to get into Eretz Yisrael, and there's a whole bunch of rules. You can't intermarry. That's where it says, losos chaten. So towards the end over there, in that parak, in Parak Zion, the Pesukim say that, and when you encounter the Psilei Eloheim, you encounter these images, these statues of Avodah Zarah's, you can't do anything to them. You have to destroy them, and don't bother with the silver, with the gold that's plating, that's used to plate those Avodah Zarah's, that's coating the Avodah Zarah. You can't keep that for yourself. You have to destroy that also. So from that pasuk, the Tanakhama says, you see that when something is on top of an Avodah Zarah, it's used to plate an Avodah Zarah, to coat the Avodah Zarah, it itself becomes usur. And so therefore, even though the mountains and the hills themselves aren't usur, Behana'a, but the things that are used to coat the mountains are also going to be problems. Things that are on top of the mountains, things that play, that if they, let's say they use silver or gold to coat the mountains, that would be a problem. That's what the Tanakhama says. That's what the first opinion of the Mishnah says. Now, Rav Yosef Glili says, Eloheim alaharim. If you take a look at the Pesukim a little bit later on in the Sefer Devarim, in Parak Yud Beis, the Pesukim say there also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying that when you get into Eretz Yisrael, you have to make sure to destroy the Avodah Zarahs that are all over the place. So it says in the Pasuk, and here it, we don't have the full Pasuk in the Mishnah, but here's what the full Pasuk says. It says, Avei Tavidun, as Kol Makom HaSesher, Avdu Sham HaGayim. You have to destroy all the places where the Gaim worship over there, Asher Atem Yarshim Osam, that you are conquering them, as Eloheim, you have to make sure to destroy their Avodah Zarahs, Alaharim Haramim Ve'alagvos, that are on top of the high mountains, and that are on top of the hills, V'tachas Kol Eitz Ra'anan, and that are beneath, under every green tree. So what Rabbi Yossi Glili says is that if you take a look at this pasuk, it says you have to destroy the Eloheim al haharim. It says the gods that are on their mountains. In other words, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying specifically the gods that are on the mountains. That's when there's a problem. The lo haharim Eloheim, but not that the mountains can be their gods. In other words, a god cannot be turned into an Avodah Zarah. The god does not have the ability to make a mountain asur bahana like a normal Avodah Zarah. And then when the pasuk says Eloheim, and goes on to say Alagvos, so that's also Velo Hagvos Eloheim. It has to be that the gods, their Avodah Zarahs, are on the hills, but not that the hills can actually be their Avodah Zarahs. In other words, the god does not have the ability to make a mountain or to make a hill into an Avodah Zarah such that the mountain would be asur bahana, would be prohibited to have any benefit from that. And so what that tells you then is that it's specifically the thing itself, the Avodah Zarah itself, that's going to be asur bahana. It's going to be the Avodah Zarah itself that would be asur bahana, but not the hills and not the mountains themselves, which would mean then that, simply speaking, what Rav Yosef Glili is saying back to the Tanakhama is that even the coating on the mountain itself has a status like the mountain itself, and therefore would be permitted to have hana from that. Because if the mountain is not asur bahana, then the thing coating the mountain is not asur bahana, because the only thing that could become asur bahana is the Avodah Zarah proper. And something that does not have a status of an Avodah Zarah, like a mountain or a hill, because it can't become an Avodah Zarah, the Torah says it's not shaykh for it to become an Avodah Zarah, so therefore, if you had silver or gold plating that mountain, it wouldn't be a problem. The gold or silver wouldn't be a problem. Okay, now, and that's the simple understanding of Rabbi Yosef Glili's opinion. Now, So now the big question is then, because of what, why exactly is it that the Asherah is prohibited? What's the Asherah? The Asherah is a tree. that's an Avodah Zarah tree, and they worship this tree. And we know that the Avodah Zarah tree, the Torah tells us explicitly, you have to burn the Asherah trees. But I don't get it. If it's connected to the ground, a tree is connected to the ground, why is it any different? If it's part of the ground, then the Goyim shouldn't have the ability to make it Asher Bahana'a. So why is it that the Torah says you have to destroy it, that the Asherah tree is Asher Bahana'a? So it says the Mishnah, because it has the tfisas yad. Litfosis is like to seize, to grab, to hold on to. In other words, it has the hand of man. It has tfisas yad adam acting on it. The kol sheyesh ba tfisas yad adam asr. Anything that has human involvement in its creation, that's going to be asr. In other words, a tree is planted. The tree was put into the ground and resulted in its creation by means of man. And so therefore, man has the ability to make it, to worship it, to make it asr bahana, to make it into an avodah zarah, as opposed to something that's totally natural, like a mountain or a hill, that man does not have the ability to make into an avodah zarah proper, to make it asr bahana. Now, Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says back to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Ani Ovin, I will, like, from a lesson of Havana. Havana is understanding, so he's saying, Ani Ovin, I will explain this, I'll elucidate this, the Adun Lefanecha, and I will be done, not from a lesson of let's say judging so much, but more to that I will darshan, I will expound before you this pasuk. That when the pasuk says that you have to destroy these avodah zarah, this pasuk that you, Rav Yosef Glid, brought up of Elohim Allah Harim, remember the pasuk says destroy all the places where they're worshiping their avodah zarah, the avodah zarah that are on the mountains, that are on the hills, and that are beneath all the green trees. So I'll explain to you what's going on in that pasuk. What's going on is kol makom she'atem motzei har gavoa, any place where you find a tall mountain, a high mountain, a given nisa, or also like a from a lashon of naso, like to be lifted. In other words, at a high hill, the eitz ra'anan or a green tree, da sheyesham avodah zarah. You should know that there's going to be an avodah zarah over there. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving Klal Yisrael. Why is it that he's listing off in this pasuk? He's saying, when you go into Eretz Yisrael, you should make sure that they destroy all the avodah zarahs, and there are going to be avodah zarahs on the mountains, and on top of the hills, and underneath the green trees. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing that? So Rabbi Yosef Glili understood that there's a drasha. The drasha is that the mountains themselves cannot be in avodah zarah. It's only things on top of the mountains that can be in avodah zarah. It's only if something is detached from the ground that it could be in avodah zarah. So what Rabbi Akiva is saying is that, look, the simple reading of this pasuk is really getting at, the Kosh Book is telling you, here's a rule of thumb. The rule of thumb is, I'm telling you now, you're going to have to go into Eretz Yisrael, and you're going to have to exterminate, eradicate all avodah zarah from the land of Eretz Yisrael. So I'm giving you a rule of thumb. The rule of thumb is that their avodah zarahs are most likely going to be found in these places, on tall mountains, on tall hills, or underneath these green trees. Now, that does not mean, though, that the trees don't become usher, because there's another pasuk in the Torah. There's another pasuk in the Torah that says that the trees themselves become usher vana and have to be destroyed. Okay, so let's put it all together right now. What we said is that according to the Tanakhama, the first opinion in the Mishnah tells us that when the mountains that are worshipped, the mountains or the hills that are worshipped by Goyim, they are mutter. They are not asr bahana. What about the things that are on the mountains? Let's say if they use gold or silver to cover over those mountains, well, those would be asr bahana. And he learns that out from the pasuk of Lo sach ben kesef v'zav aleihem lakachta. Now, Rabbi Yosef Glili says back, no, that's not quite right. We know from the pasuk of Eloheim al haharim that the avodah zarahs have to be on top of mountains, detached from the mountains, but not that the mountains themselves can be in avodah zarah. And therefore, if the mountains themselves or the hills cannot be in avodah zarah, then that means that the things plating the mountains, that are coating the mountains, also cannot be usher bahana like the avodah zarah. So if the mountain is not usher bahana, then the things coating the mountains can't be usher bahana. Now, then the big question is, but if you keep reading on in the pasuk, it says that the avodah zarah is that a tachas kol eitz ra'anan. So how could it be that the Asherah tree is usher bahana? Isn't it something that's connected to the ground? So what's going on? So what Rabbi Yossi Aglili explains is that, well, that's because it's made by man, it's formed by man, and therefore man has the ability to make it asr bahana, as opposed to something that's totally natural, like a mountain or like a hill, so that can't be made into Isser Hana'ah. Now Rabbi Akiva says, actually, this pasuk itself is really just HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling the Jewish people how to scout out in Eretz Yisrael for Avodah Zarah. So he's giving you the rule of thumb. The rule of thumb is that when you go into Eretz Yisrael, you should know that the Avodah Zarah are likely to be found on tall mountains, on tall hills, by trees, by green trees. But then there are other psukim in the Torah where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, by the way, you don't have to destroy mountains. That's not an issue. But you do have to make sure to destroy those trees. Okay.